It's 6:53, and the 2017 Big Ten Football Media Days kick off today in Chicago. Let's talk to Hondo Carpenter, editor of SpartanNation.com. In fact, Coach D'Antonio spoke there today. Hondo, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's always a great to be on with you, Michael.
Are you in Chicago or?
Sitting right here literally as we speak in the windy city right now, and what a day it was.
What's the whole scene on these media days? What's it like?
It's just a scrum. Half the Big Ten goes one day, half goes the next. And it's literally just a scrum of, coaches getting up there and players getting on there talking. I thought it was a great day for Michigan State. I thought it was very uneventful, which, quite frankly, after the offseason they've had, that's exactly what they want, is they wanted it to be uneventful, and they got exactly what they wanted. It was a great day. I thought D'Antonio took a lot of tough questions. I thought the players did as well. Yeah. But everybody handled themselves, had great answers, and I think this was a win today for Michigan State.
These are tough questions. What kinds of tough questions did the coach face?
You know, there was questions about job security. There was questions about the mistakes that he made in leading up into last year. All of them were very fair, and I thought he took them all on head on. And I thought that's what was really good about Mark D'Antonio. He doesn't run from anything. I thought the players, took the questions about the team. I thought Gerald Holmes, who really has had an amazing offseason, the running back, was phenomenal. When people were trying to throw players from last year under the bus or coaches, he just said, hey, we won a lot as a team and we lost a lot as a team, so it's just as much my fault as anyone.
Okay.
And, again, it wasn't Gerald's fault at all, but he was a great answer.
Did Coach D'Antonio, did he some acknowledge the mistakes he had made, anything like that? Or?
Yeah, he talked. He's done that all offseason, and I don't think today was a day to continue to rehash it, but he talked about, he certainly learned from last year, and there's things that they've done differently. They've had a lot of player-only led meetings. They brought in even more speakers, even though they brought in a lot. Just a lot of things that he has done. It was fascinating to hear.
Did anyone ask about those sexual assault cases? I guess these are ex-players now. Did that come up at all?
No, because he's already addressed it, and they're no longer on the team, so I don't know why it would have come up, because there's nothing really for him to talk about.
Yeah, I did see there was a poll, some kind of media poll, that I guess overwhelmingly felt Ohio State was going to win the Big Ten East, and Michigan State came in fourth. Did anyone ask him about that at all, or did that come up?
No, that didn't come up because, again, a lot of the people with Michigan State were, that's exactly how I voted too. Ohio State won and Michigan State fourth.
Oh, really?
I think that's pretty much a conclusion. But really today was about how do you repair and move forward. He talked a lot about having worked for Nick Saban, having worked for Jim Tressel, and leaning on those guys and things he learned. So it was a great learning experience, going through this. I asked him the question about, turmoil doesn't define us, but it does refine us, and what players have stepped up. And he mentioned Gerald Holmes and others that, the team is stronger for it today. Nobody wanted them to go through what they did, and our hearts are certainly with the victim, but, hopefully they learn from it.
So what kind of a year is it going to be for MSU football?
Well, it's going to be fascinating. My goal for them is to get to a bowl. And I think that's the ceiling for this team. They need to get to a bowl. And I think that's going to be where the test comes from Michigan State. They're very thin at a lot of positions with a lot of young players, and that's going to be the big test.
Okay. So when it comes to playing Michigan, is that a loss in your view, or what's that game going to be like?
Well, I can tell you this. Even when Michigan wasn't good and Michigan State won 7 of 9, I always said you never, ever take that game for granted because it's a rivalry game. It's all about pride. I think Michigan absolutely has to be favored in the game, but that's a one game. I would give Michigan State a better shot at winning that than Ohio State. Now, first of all, because Ohio State's better, but secondly, even if it was reversed, because in a rivalry game, you just never know. Man, we've seen a lot of stuff in our time, haven't we, Michael?
Yeah, no, it's totally unpredictable. That's what makes it so exciting. And was he optimistic for the year, or how did he couch what he thinks is about to happen, Coach D'Antonio?
I think that's a great question on your part. He was very optimistically guarded. He didn't fall around a lot of fluff. They were here last year talking about going back to the Final Four and trying to win a national title. There was no bravado today. It was, I think we're better than people think. We're just going to keep our mouths shut, put our head down, and keep working. it was a, I don't think they were arrogant last year, so this is not really the best word, but certainly more humble Michigan State team today.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the lineup, when you look at the quarterback position, is there a certainty in terms of how that's going to turn out now?
Well, I'll give you a couple of them. Defensive line is going to be a defining factor of this team. They just don't have very many bodies. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. But here's the other one, Michael. This Michigan State team, if they're going to win a lot of games this year, has to score a lot of points. The defense is going to be down. And I've yet to see in Mark D'Antonio's previous 10 seasons, other than the Rose Bowl year, about halfway through the year, they put their foot on the gas and scored a ton of points. Mm-hmm. That was only a half a year, and they haven't done it since or before. And so it's going to be interesting because if they're going to have any kind of a year, they're going to have to put their foot on the gas.
Yeah. How did he react to the job security questions today?
You know, he just talked about that at this level and the way that that program is, everybody's job's in jeopardy if you don't win. So he, you know, very humble. He just kind of embraced it and took it and moved on from it.
Is this a key year for him in terms of his job security?
I think it's a key year for him in terms of his legacy. Yes, absolutely.
Legacy as in you think it'll be a whole different legacy if it's not a winning year?
Yes, I think if he, you know, has another year like last year, it'll be devastating to his legacy as much as he's done for Michigan State, you know. But if he comes back and wins and they get to 7 or 8 wins, and I think the thing is, okay, he had a bad year, but look, he responded and rebounded. I think it's a big year on his legacy.
Hondo Carpenter, SpartanNation.com. SpartanNation.com is Hondo Carpenter from Chicago. It's the 2017 Big Ten Football Media Days. Hondo, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Good night.